The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Daf Gimal. The next daf is being studied. The Ainu Nishmat Barat Zekarati Yafa Batsalam Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther Wachashem Tani Hamid Began Eden. Amen. The next daf is being studied. The Fuash Shalom Moshe Ben Dina. In the Refana Lord of the Nefesh, the Fatu, the Fatu Kerbala Bo, Chen Yirason, Ben Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Pe Bet Amud Bet, and we are starting one line before they get wide. So we learned in the Mishnah that we are not allowed to grow or raise pigs anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to give the reason now. Tanu Rabbanan. Kishetzaru bet Hashmonai ze al ze. When the Hashmonai family was fighting against each other, these are the grandchildren or great-grandchildren of Matityahu. Eventually there was a argument, a split in the kingdom, who was going to take over. There were two brothers. The two brothers started to fight with each other, who was going to inherit the throne. So it says, Hurkanos mebifnim. Hurkanos was on the inside, meaning in Jerusalem, darostoblos mebahutz. Now she says right away, Ahimayu, they were brothers, Hurkanos and Arostoblos. Umiribin aldevar ha-melucha. They were arguing on the kingdom. ובכל יום היו משלשים להם בקופה דינרים, והיו מעלים להם תמידים. So every day the Jews that were on the inside, they needed money, or they needed korbanot for the korban tamid. So what did they do? They would send over money, קופה של דינרים, over the wall, and then the Romans that were on the other side of the wall, they would send up a sheep for the korban olah. That's what they do every day. Hayasham Zakenehad, who was an old man there, or a scholar, Shayam Makir Bechokhmat Yevanit, that he understood the Greek Chokhmah. Now, the Greek Chokhmah, it was a certain language that the upper politicians in the Roman government used to speak. It wasn't the regular Greek language, it was a certain gestures that you would make that only they understood it. And this Zakenehad of the Jews understood this talking, this language. And he went to them, אמר להם, כוזבן שעוסקים בעבודה אין נמצאים בידכם. You're making a mistake. Every day you're giving them korbanot. As long as they keep on bringing the korbanot, there's no way you'll be able to penetrate the wall. למחר, ששאלו דינרים בקופה. So the next day, the guys on the inside sent over a kupa of dinarim to pay for the korban, ועדו להם חזיר. And this time they sent up a pig. כיוון שהגיע לחצי החומה, once he got up half the wall, נעד ציפונה בחומה. The pig stuck its claws in the wall itself. The whole earthquake in Israel shook from the terrible thing that happened over there. So it says, "Be'otah sha'a arur." At that time, the Hakamim said, "Arur ha'ish yigadel hazirim." Curses the man that raises hazirim. Ve'arura Adam she'ilmodet beno chokmah yevanit, and curses the man that teaches his son chokmah yevanit, because this guy knew chokmah yevanit. He was able to communicate with the Romans and therefore give them advice. So he curses both. He curses the guy that raises the pigs, and curses the guy that has chokmah yevanit. Ve'al otah sha'a sheninu, and during that crisis, we learned the following statement, because it says that they were not able to bring the the menachot, for example, the korban omer. Usually they bring it from fields that are close to the Beit HaMikdash. But since there was a siege around the Yerushalayim, they had to get the Korban HaOmer from very far away. So it's Ma'aseh Sheba Omer Beganot HaTzirifin. It seems it was very far away. V'shteh Alechem that they bring on Shavuot Mebek'at Ein Socher. They were from the valley of Ein Socher. Again, far away from the place, because they could not get it from local areas. As she says, מעשה שבא עומר שנייה רגיל לבוא מן הקרוב לירושלים, אותה שעה בא מגינות צליפין רחוק מירושלים, לפי שהרחיבו בני המצור את תבואת השדה. That the Romans, they put a siege around all the wheat fields around Yerushalayim as a result of the advice of the Zaken. So therefore, they gave it, that had been from far off. Chokhmah Yevanit, mi asira? So the Gemara says, wait, is it forbidden to learn Chokhmah Yevanit? Why is the Gemara's mashma? It's Arur. Why is Arur? We have a bright that says, V'atanya marabi be'eretz Yisrael, the person lives in Eretz Yisrael, lashon sursi lama. What is a person studying Lashon Sursi for? Sursi is like a slang type of language. So the Gemara says, what do you need to study Sursi for? Or Lashon HaKodesh, or Lashon Yevanit. The two languages that are proper to study in Eretz Yisrael is either Lashon HaKodesh, obviously, or Greek. So you see what? That Greek is, you can learn it. V'amar b'yoseh, Bavel, in Bavel, Lashon Arami, lama? What do you have to study Aramaic for in Bavel? Or Lashon HaKodesh, or Lashon Parsi. In Bavel, those are the two languages that will benefit you. Either Lashon HaKodesh, which the Hakamim spoke, or Parsi. And she says, Lashon Na'eh Me'arami. It's a nicer language than Aramaic. Be'eretz Yisrael, Hasimucha Liyavan, Nakat Yevani. Okay. U'Bavel, Hasamuk Le'Paras, Nakat Lashon Parsi. Correct. Be'eretz Yisrael is close to Greece. So it's used the Yavan. And then Bavel is close to Paras, so it used the Parsi. In any event, Amre Lashon Yevani Lechud veChokhmat Yevani Lechud. It's two different items. There's the Greek language, and then there's Chokhmat Yevanit. Two different items. That which we said is Asur is Chokhmat Yevanit. That which we said is Mutar is the language. Rashi says Chokhmat Yevanit Bene Paltina Kerubim LeMalchut Mesapirim. Again, this is a political language that only the higher people in the government speak. VeChokhmat Yevanit Mi Asira. What do you mean? Is Chokhmat Yevanit Asur? VeAmar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Meshum Rabban Shmuel Gamaliel. Aini Odela LeNafshi Mikol Benot Eidi. The Rabban Shmuel Gamaliel was saying this pasuk on himself, that he has to be bittered with crying and to mourn the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash more than any other person. Why? Elif yiladim ayu bebet abba. He said, I had 1,000 children from my family. Young men, as she says, bahurim. V'chamesh me'ot mehem lamdu Torah. 500 of them studied Torah. V'chamesh me'ot lamdu chokma yivanit. And 500 studied chokma yivanit. V'lo nishtayir mehem ela ani kan uben achi abba ba'seya. Only two people that are remaining. So after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, so they killed everybody. So out of the 1,000 Bahurim that were in the family, only two survivors. But you see what? He clearly says 500 of them learned Chokhmat Yevanit. So obviously there was Mutar. And Rabban Shimon and his family would not have done such a thing. So Gemara says, Amri Shani Bet Rabban Gamliel, Sheu Kerubim LeMalchut. No, they were close to the government. They had to, in order to keep relations with the government, for Klai Seil. So that was different. So comes Gemara and says, Kuchtetanya, Misaper Kumi. If a person takes a Kumi haircut, a Kumi haircut, some say it's like a mushroom haircut. Or some say that a person leaves a blurit, leaves a like a tail, a ponytail of some sort, a long hair in the back, or a mushroom. That's the way of the goyim. That's the way they cut in front and they leave in the back, or they leave a mushroom. Abtolmos Bar Reuven. There was a fellow called Abtolmos Bar Reuven. Hetiru lo sapir kumi. They allowed him to take such a haircut. Why? Because he was close to the government, so they wanted him to look like them, so he can go infiltrate and speak good for the Jewish people. And the family of Rabban Gamliel also, they allowed them to speak in Chokhmat Yevanit language. Why? So again, if a person is close to the government and needs to do it for Klal Yisrael, it is permissible. A person should not raise a dog unless you're tied to a chain. Taru Rabbanan, lo yigadel adam et hakelev, ela im ken kashu b'shalshelet. You cannot raise a dog unless you're tied on a chain, on a leash. Aval megadel hu be'ir ha'simucha la'sefa. But he's able to raise dogs on the border, because the border is dangerous. So he can raise dogs on the border, so at night, no people come across the border, so the dogs will scare them away. V'koshro b'yom, you're tied in the day, because you don't want to damage anybody. U'matiro b'layla. And at night, you let it loose, in order to protect the border. It's a border patrol. Okay? So Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Gadol Omer, Amegadel Kelavim Kemegadel Hazirim. The person that raises dogs, it's like he raises pigs. Now what's the difference? It's both Asur. The Mainafka Mineh Nafkamina lemekam ale ba'arur. Just like we just said that the rabbi said arur megadel hazirim. So therefore, a megadel kelavim is like megadel hazirim, and there's arur on the person, but menan that he is indeed cursed. Amar of Yosef, bar min yomi, amar of Nachman, bavel ki'ir asimu in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, that she says that. That she says be'arur k'detanya that arur Yisrael shegadel hazirim. Well, arur Yisrael shegadel hazirim. The Mishnah was actually talking about in Eretz Yisrael specifically because of the ma'aseh happened in Eretz Yisrael. Amar of Yosef, bar min yomi, amar of Nachman, bavel ki'ir asimucha l'sefa adame. Bavel is considered like a city that's close to the border. Targema, they explained it to be referred to Nardea. In the city of Nardea has is considered like a border city. And therefore they would be able to raise dogs, tie them up in the day and leave them go at night. Why? So that she says Bavin, Shema Medina, that's the name of the country. V'ir Ahad Sheba, Niklin Nardea, one of the cities in Bavin was Nardea. V'ota Ir Simucha, the Sefa, it's close to the border. V'ashmina of Nachman, Do'il V'yesh Bavin, Yishuv Kavua. Since in Bavir there was a big issue of Jews, right? We treat Bavir like it's in the sense that you can protect the borders by leaving wild dogs there at night or on loose in order to protect. That is that Dostai the Min Vire Ubnocho Yomar Shuvah Hashem. When the Aaron rested, they would say Shuvah Hashem, return God. Rivivot is the ten, is the myriads, which is 20,000. Alfei Yisrael, which is 2,000, which altogether is 22,000. The Lamedcha she'en Shechina Shura al Yisrael pachot mishne alafim u'shne rebavot, which means the Shechina will not rest on less than 22,000 people. Shuvah shevivot alfei Yisrael hased achat
21,999.
Right, it's not going to rest on less than that, which means you need 22,000. It's not going to rest on less than 21,199. I mean, you need 22,000. So comes Gemara and says, the story it happened. What's the Aleph? Let's see if we're missing words here for a second. Okay, fine. So what happened? There was a story. Hasir Ahat. Now what happened? There was a lady, let's say, amongst them. She was pregnant. So she had the 22,000... person, the soul. So therefore, she was able to bring the Shekhinah into Klai Yisrael. And what happened? The dog comes and barks, vipila, and causes her to have a miscarriage. So you see how bad the dogs are. In a situation where she's the 22, so the baby's the 22,000, the scaring of the baby, of the mother giving her a miscarriage, can also cause the Shekhinah to leave Yisrael. There was a lady. She went to bake. A certain house. She went to bake bread, whatever it was. So what happened? So a dog started barking at her. So the owner of the dog says, don't be scared of the dog. It doesn't have teeth. I think it had its teeth. So don't worry about it. It doesn't bite. So she says, take your goodness, the shadya achizre, and throw it on the thorns, which means it's worthless what you're saying. It's too late. Kevar nad valad. The baby already moved, which means I had a miscarriage already because of this fright of the barking. What do I care? What do I need the teeth? Not teeth. It's too late already. And she says, Tivutech netulahi tovatech. Your goodness is taken away. Umutelet ala kotzim. Put it on the thorns. Vashata menacham eni hevel. What kind of... It's in waste. So it's a vain nechama. Kevar nad v'ne'ikar lemekomo. The baby already has moved and dislodged and there was a miscarriage. Therefore, the Gemara is trying to say that the dogs are not good in the sense that they can scare a pregnant lady, chas v'shalom, into having a miscarriage. So comes the Gemara and says... Okay. En porsim nishmin le'yonim. So what do we say in the Mishnah? You're not allowed to set up the traps for the doves, unless it's far away from the yishuv, shiloshim ris. Because we're worried about what? Shiloshim ris is like 8,000 amma. It's far away. Because what are we worried about? We're worried about the traps catching doves that belong to people from the yishuv. Then we have to go far away. So comes the Gemara and says, Umi azle kudehai. do doves from the yeshuv really fly out so far out? V'atenam, we have a Mishnah Baba Batra, marhikin et ha-shovach min ha'ir hamishim amma. Shovach is like a
dovecote.
Right, a dovecote. That's where the doves, the nest over there, the house where the doves live. So it says you have to put the shovach 50 amot away from the city. Why? Because you don't want the doves to eat from the tivu'ah that are growing around the city. So therefore you see what? They only travel 50 amot, which you put the dovecote away. So therefore they won't go 50 amot away from the city. So they won't go to the city, let's say, and eat from the fields. Mm. So you see what? It's mashma that the distance they travel is only 50 amot. But he was saying after when the guy wants to put out nets, you got to go much more, 8,000 amot, which is 30 ris. They fly far, which means they can fly from far until 8,000 amot, like it says from our Mishnah. That's why you're not allowed to trap doves from that distance. Oh, however, kirasayu b'hamishim amma malya. However, their stomachs get filled up from tivu'ah that they're able to collect already from within 50 amot. Which is they're able to get themselves filled up by 50 amot. So put yeshuvach 50 amot out of the city. By the time they get to the city, they're full already. So therefore, for eating purposes, 50 amah already will fill them up, so they won't have to take from anything from the city itself. Is that so? That you tell me that these doves only fly 30 ris and not more? That, yeah, we learned a braita. By yishuv, in the settlement, right, where the people live, afilu me'amil lo yifros, which means even if there's not shuvachim, even if there's not, let's say, dovecotes in the city and things like that, you're not allowed to put a net even 100 within 100 mil of the city, which is
25 times more.
25 times more than the shiur of the Mishnah.
Wow. Yeah.
So therefore, the question is, because 30 degrees is 4 mil.
Mm-hmm.
So 100 mil is 25 times more. So you see that they have to do much more than that. So the Gemara says two answers. Rabbi Yosef Amar, B'yishuv Keramim. Rabba Amar, B'yishuv Shovachim. So Rashi says, what does that mean? B'yishuv Keramim, She'olech mekerem lekerem, Ad lemerachok. Which is when you have a yishuv of Keramim, so what happens? It goes from one Kerem
to
another Kerem, to another Kerem, until it flies far away. So in a yishuv itself, you cannot set up traps, even 100 mil away. Where there's all kiramim, because the birds will fly. You know, the kiramim's like a stop for it. It goes from place to place. Or there'd be yeshuv shavachim, where there's just dovecotes all over the place. So therefore, it's going from one to another. So therefore, when the plane is dovecotes, then you already have to go even 100 mil away. So Av Mishnah, you have to say, he's talking about a case where it's yeshuv that there was no dovecotes, no shavachim, and no kiramim. But that then already, they're only going to fly as much as 8,000 amah outside the city. But if there's dovecotes in the city and kiramim in the city, then already have to go even 100 mil away. So the Gemara says, "V'tipukle mishum shuvachim gufayu," which means, what do you have to tell me that the reason is that what that you're worried about the birds are going to fly from one dovecote to another dovecote? Just say the reason why you have to put the traps 100 mil away is for the dovecotes themselves. Jeez, what you're worried about somebody's going to have a bird up. And he's going to fly from one dovecote to another, and he's going to end up going so far away, so therefore you cannot put your traps there. What about the birds in the dovecote themselves? Forget about a bird that's traveling over the dovecotes. What about the dovecote itself? You should be worried about that those birds are going to
get caught,
fly out and get caught in the guy's traps. So the Gemara says three answers. So we're not worried about it. They're goyim on the dovecotes. So we're not worried about their dovecotes over there. Even though Gezel Gamur is Asur, but this is not Gezel Gamur. This is, it's not a, it's indirect over there. It's only,
He says, care not to damage his property.
Yeah, he says, Gezel Gamur Asur Gam Benuchri. Ach, eno Gezel Gamur. Even by Israel, it's like Gezel, you're not stealing my match, it's a hashash. So by Goyim, they weren't, they didn't make such a Gezel on this. Second answer, we better remember the Hefker. Okay, the Shevachim belong to the owner-less, so it's Hefker. Well, the third answer, it's his own dovecotes. So therefore, I'm not worried about the birds from the dovecotes.
In the kitchen.
I'm worried about the birds that are flying from somebody else, from dovecote to dovecote. The dovecote, that's why you have to keep it 100 mil away. We begin the 8th perek of Masechet Bava Kamma. The perek is called Ahovel. Basically, the perek over here talks about the tashlumin, the payments that a person has to pay if he damages his friend. There's makeh, his friend, causes him a damage. So the Gemara Mishnah obviously is going to start off with the 5 payments that a person has to pay when he indeed damages his fellow. And we start. Ha-chovel b'chavero. A person is chovel. This is chovel. Chovel meaning he damages, makes a chabala. Hayav alav mishum hamisha devarim. Oh, so the Mishnah right away says he has to make 5 payments. We've studied these 5 payments earlier in the Masechet. Now the Mishnah is going to go through them individually and analyze exactly how you calculate each payment. Benezek, that's the actual damage itself. Betzad is the pain. Ripui is the medical expenses. Beshevet is the lost workers, the fact that he's compensated for his out of work time. Uboshet is the embarrassment. Now the Mishnah continues. Benezek ketzad. How do you evaluate nezek? Sima it, I know. If let's say a guy knocked his friend's eye out, kita et yado, or chopped his hand off, shiber et reglo, or chopped his leg off, ro'in oto kilu eved nimkar beshuk. So you look at him as if he would be an eved, as she says eved evri, selling himself in the marketplace. B'shamin kama ya yafeh, v'kama hu yafeh. What he was worth with full, and what he's worth now. Which means the way you analyze nezek is not how much a guy would be willing to pay for them to cut off his hand. Because the guy will say $100 million. No, there's no price for that. Yeah. And therefore, it would be a very big disadvantage to the mazik. Even though he is the mazik, but we don't want him to pay an extraordinary price. You have to make it feasible. So they figured a calculation like this. Let him pay what he was worth and what he wasn't worth. That's really paying for his work as well. Because let's say the guy did something with his hands. Okay? That will show up in the price. For example, he was a pitcher, right? Baseball pitcher that uses his hand. So therefore, if he would be sold with his arm, the guy's worth $1 million. Now without the arm, he's worth much less, you know, whatever work he can do. So that calculation really compensates the work that he was able to accomplish with or not. Now, there are going to be some cases where that damage is really not going to do the work part, because let's say the guy's a jeweler and they knock off his leg. So his price will really stay the same, you know, before his leg was cut off and after his leg was cut off, because he can still do the same job. So then they would calculate it like a regular Eved. Forget about the job. What is an Eved sold with a leg? And what is an Eved sold without a leg? And that's the way they would compensate. Because again, his job remains intact, because he can still do what he can do. So that's the calculation of Nezik. The next one is Sa'ad. Okay? Sa'ad is obviously pain. Anguish. Kiva'o b'shfud. Let's say they burnt him with a spit. You know, hot spit. He got burnt. O b'masmer, or a nail. He damaged him. Afilu asipurnav. Even if he did it on his nail. The fingernail. Or toenail. Makom she'eno sehabur. A place that's really not leaving a permanent damage or a scar. How much would a person pay to endure such pain? Now here, a person might pay something. No one's going to pay to have their hand cut off, like I said before. Here already, there's a price, which means a person will pay maybe a certain amount of money to endure. So that's the pay, that's the price you have to pay for suffering. So I'm going to go and discuss another way we calculate sa'ar. That's it. How much would a person pay in order to have a little pain over there? So that's what you have to pay. So comes give an answer. Mishnah says ripui. Okay, ripui is medical bills. Hikau, you damage somebody. Hayav d'rapoto. Okay, you have to pay for his care. Ala bosimahim. Let's say next to the wound, you call like sores and things like that next to it. Imach matamaka. If it's as a result of the makah, hayav, he's got to compensate him for that also. Shelomach matamaka. But if it's not related, patur. Haita, let's say he got better. The wound healed itself. Vinistera, but then he got returned again. Haita, got better. Vinistera, keeps on recurring. Hayav, then a potop. He keep on after giving the medical bills until it's gone. Haita kod surka, but once already it's gone totally, then eno hayav rapoto. Now even if it might come back, once the doctor say no, it's coming back from a different cause, then already he does not have to compensate him for that. Shevet, shevet is again compensating him for the time that he's out. Now we have to pay attention. You paid him already for his work. Nezek covered the work now. Right? By paying him, I tell you, he was a pitcher. You maybe to pay him $1 million already, and he went down to $100,000. So by giving him the $900,000 already, he got his compensation for that. But now, when he's out of work, still, he still could have worked. Yeah. And then maybe not as a pitcher, but he could have been a Shomer Kishuin. He could have been a watchman. A watchman gets $5 an hour. So therefore, during the time that he's out, you have to pay him for what he could have been doing according to his situation in the present state. So it says, Shevet, Ru'inu, Tokinu, Shomer Kishuin. You look at him like he's watching pumpkins or cucumbers. Which is a very menial job, but it's still money nonetheless. Because again, he already paid him for the arm.
Yeah.
He already paid him for the hand. So if we're not going to repay him now, again, what would he lose out if he would have been a pitcher? That we covered already. We paid the arm already. Now we're paying for the compensation of what he could have been doing. Correct. Till he heals. Now he's out, let's say he's out of work for 2 weeks. Right? So 2 weeks, he could have been doing something productive, but not what he used to be doing. But so that money you have to pay. $20 a day, you got to give the $20 a day. Bullshit. Hakol lefiya mibayesh ve mibayesh. Well, bullshit, embarrassment, all is relative. It depends on who the mibayesh is. The lower the person, the more biyush it is. When a person gets embarrassed by a low person, so that's a bigger mushana. She says, Hakol lefiya mibayesh, adam kal shibayesh poshto meruba. However, that mibayesh, who got embarrassed? Adam hashuv, his embarrassment is more than a lower guy that gets embarrassed. Okay, so therefore, all these things are going to be studied. Look at that sheet for a second. On Shevet, fourth line in that sheet, that's the worker's compensation. Kol yemei haholi, all the time that he's sick, ro'im oto kilu shomer kishu'in. He's looking like he's watching kishu'in. Ve'noten tzchirato shel kol yom, she'ein ro'i le'melacha kevedah, afilu belo haholi. Which means he wouldn't be able to do any work. What do you want to pay for as a major job? He has no hand. So again, you don't pay him for what he could have done with his hands. That's paid already in Nizek. You just pay him for what he could have been doing during the time that he is out. Okay, comes the Gemara and begins. Amai, what do you... The Gemara is taking this for... We took it for granted. You knock a guy's out at, you pay him money. Who said? Amai. Ayin tahat ayin amar rahmana. The Torah says eye for an eye. Ema ayin mamash. Maybe eye for an eye mamash. Knocked out the guy's eye, so you have to gouge the mazik's eye out. We never think such a thing. The Tanya we have a brayta. Yachol sima et ayno misame et ayno kitayt yado mekatayt yado shiberet aglo mishiberet aglo. Why you think you can do that? Eye for an eye, hand for a hand, leg for a leg. Tavod omar makeh adam umakeh behema. We have two pesukim that are next to each other. One talks about a guy damaging an animal. Now we know when you damage an animal, you pay money. And the next pasuk talks about makeh adam. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Ma makeh behema l'tashlumin, af makeh adam l'tashlumin." Good, just like makeh behema is payment, so makeh adam also is talking about payment. V'im nafshecha lomar, and if you have a problem with that dirasha, we don't know what the problem is yet, but the Gemara will tell us in a moment. If you have a problem with it, we have another dirasha. Lo tikhu kofer lenefesh lotzayach, asher hu rasha lamut. A person murders somebody. You don't make him pay. Which means, he can't pay for that. That already has to die. So it says, Lo tikhu kofer, do not take a monetary compensation, lenefesh lotzayach, asher hu rasha lamut. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Lenefesh lotzayach, yata lokeach kofer. Yeah, to a murderer, you don't take money. But you will take money for a damage, even of a limb that does not return. So you see what? You have two drashot. Either the juxtaposition between makeh behema, makeh adam, or the lo tikhu kofer pasuk. So comes Gemara and says, hey makeh. Right. You tell me there's a pasuk over here that juxtaposes makeh behema to makeh adam. Where are these pasukim? So it says, ilema makeh behema yeshalemena. Umakeh adam yumat. Right? That's one pasuk. Makeh behema yishalemena. When you kill an animal, you gotta pay. Umakeh adam yumat. That's not talking about damaging. That's talking about when you kill the guy. That's not a good pasuk for us. We need a pasuk that juxtaposes behema to adam where you damage. Ela mehacha. From here. Makeh nefesh behema yishalemena. Nefesh tahat nefesh. Good, you have to pay when you damage an animal. And it says next to it, the ish ki yitin mum ba'amito. A person gives a wound to his friend. Kashir asa ken ya'ase lo. What he did to, what you did to him, they will do to the mazik. Now, those two pesukim are juxtaposed. So we'll say, just like makeh behema is kesef, so too makeh them. Now, it doesn't say makeh over there. Which means we thought it was like a gezerah shavah, maybe. Makeh,
yeah.
Makeh. But in the pasuk talks about Adam and Mazik, it doesn't say the word makeh. It just says ishki yiten mum ba'amitos. So the Gemara says, hai lav makehu. So the Gemara says, hakaha hakaha ka'amrina. Meaning it's not a gezerah shavah in words, it's in concept. Both pasukim are talking about damaging. Ma hakaha amura be'behemad tashlumin. It's a juxtaposition of the pesukim. This is talking about makeh behema, you pay. So makeh adam also, even though it doesn't say makeh. But we know it's talking about makeh because it's v'ishki yitin mum ba'amito. Right? Good. Which means sometimes you can make a gezerah shavah in concept. You don't have to have an actual word. The Rashi brings an example. One rabbi, Rabbi Yishmael, brought a gezerah shavah. Veshav uba. One pasuk is veshav uba. We made a gezerah shavah like that. So you can make a gezerah shavah also here. It's the same concept. Now, comes the Gemara and says, V'haketi v'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam mot yumat. Oh, the pasuk clearly says, a guy is make adam, he damages, mot yumat, death. So the Gemara says, b'mamon. It means death, meaning kill him with money. He's got to pay money. Doesn't mean you actually do the item to him. Right? Now, and we know that pasuk is not talking about we killed him. Because the next pasuk after this says, ayin ta'at ayin, shen ta'at shen. So we know it's talking about damage. And it says, yumat. Like, well, don't worry about it. Yumat means money. So the Gemara says, mimay de mamon, who told you? Ema be mitam mamash. Mitam mamash, mitam mamash over here means, maybe it's mitam mamash, meaning you actually take the guy's eye out. Kill the limb. Kill the leg. Right?
Whatever he did literally.
Right. Lo sakadatach. I would not think that. You know why? Hada da'et kish lemakeh behema yishalemena. I just told you. We compare behema to Adam. Just like behema is tashlumin, so to Adam. Ve'od, ketiv batre, ka'asher yiten mum ba'adam, ken yinaten bo. Ushma'mina mamon. The pasuk says right after that, it says, ka'asher yiten mum ba'adam, ken yinaten. The word yinaten sounds like you give. The word niyatin sounds like a monetary compensation. So therefore, number one, we have the juxtaposition between makeh behema and makeh adam. And anyway, in that pasuk that says mita, I would never think it's actually literally eye for eye. But next to that pasuk, it says kashin yinatin. And it says you're giving. You'll give something when you... He's got to give something. That's a monetary payment. Good. So now Gemara says, umay im nafshecha lomar. Oh, what did you need the lot to call that pasuk for? The juxtaposition between makeh behema and makeh adam was very good.
Yeah.
And the Gemara says, oh, but if you have a problem with it, even if shechad omar, I got another pasuk. Don't take money from a guy that murdered somebody, because he dies. So we said, oh, money you don't take from a murderer, but you take money from a damager. What do you need? What was the problem with the makeh adam behema item that you needed an alternate derasha? So the Gemara says, tu kakasha letana. Because the Tana had a question. My hazid yalfat makeh behema. Why did you learn the law of damaging Adam to Adam? From Behema, Lilith me makeh Adam. Why didn't you learn from makeh Adam? Because what does it say about makeh Adam? It says makeh Adam and the guy dies. Mochumat. Oh, so therefore I would say the same thing. Just like if you kill a person to a person, you kill him. So to when a person damages a person, you kill him, meaning you kill that. You kill that limb.
Yeah.
That's what I would have thought to learn from Adam to Adam. That's why it says, don't take hold, kofit. So Gemara says, Amre, yeah, why would I think that? Danin nizikim nizikim ve'en danin nizikim mita. Why would I think that? I should learn damages from damages. Why would I learn damages from mita? Gemara says, Adrabah, on the contrary. Danin adam me adam ve'en danin adam me behema. What? I'd rather learn adam to adam instead of learning adam to behema. Oh, because of that problem, hainu diktani im nafshecha lomar. If you have a problem with the adam behema connection, harehu omer lo tekhu kofir lenefesh rotzeach asher hu rasha lamut. Kimot yumat lenefesh rotzeach ayat alokeach kofir, aval atalokeach kofir lenashe evanim she'enam chozrim. Good. So the lo tekhu kofir teaches me what? That don't take money from a rotzeach, that you can't pay his way out. Ela, what do? You got to kill him. That's only for nefesh rotzeach. But for a damager, you take money. So the Gemara says, wait, that pasuk is used for something else. והי לא תקעו כופן, הנפש רוצח, נמרות הנשם. ואני מודעת, is it coming to exclude the catch where a guy damages limbs that don't come back and he only pays money? המבעדת אמר רחמנה, לא תעביד בתרתי. The חדוש של הפסוק is saying you don't do two things to him. לא תשקול מיני ממון ותקטלה. That what lo tekel kofen means don't take money and kill him. It means the law of kimle, you only give him the more severe damage. So therefore you cannot learn from that pasuk, adam. We need that pasuk for itself. Lo tekel kofen, don't take money on top of the fact that you're going to kill him. Once you kill him, you don't take money. So the Gemara says, wait, that? I have another pasuk for that. Hay mechde l'sh'ato nafka. L'sh'a achat ata mechayevo, v'yata mechayevo, sh'te l'sh'ayot. I have another pasuk. The pasuk says that when a guy's chayav, let's say malkut, kedeh l'sh'ato, you only give him one l'sh'a. Meaning you only give him malkut and you don't take money. So therefore I don't need a pasuk for eno met u'meshalem, because that already I have it from kedeh l'sh'ato. So lotek or kofet is available. V'akati, I need it for something else. Mev'ele dekamar achmana, lo tishkol mamon v'tiftere. Which means, don't take money. Just that's the chadush in itself. I mean, you would have thought if a guy wants to pay money, maybe he could buy himself out. No, do not lo tekhu kofed. The point is, do not take money in order for the guy to poter himself. So the Gemara says, "Im ken lechtov v'rachmana lo tekhu kofed la'asher u'rasha lamut." If that's what he was telling me, he just said, "Don't take money from a guy that's a rasha that's destined to die." Lenefesh rotzeyach lamali. Why did the Torah have to come along and be so explicit? Lenefesh rotzeyach. To the murderer, Shema Mina, the Nefesh Rotzeach, Yata Lokeach Kofen, Aval Ata Lokeach Kofen, the Rashi Varim She'eram Chozrim. Good. The Nefesh Rotzeach is only from a Nefesh that kills, you don't take money. But if it's anything less than killing, you take money. V'chi Ma'adik Tivot Tichu Kofer, Make Make Lamali. I'm going the other way. This is a good Rashi now. Lot Tichu Kofer works. So what do I need the Make Behema, Make Adam connection for? The Chavra, this Pasuk over here is strong enough. Amre, Imehai, which is if I had it from this pasuk over here, Havamina ibae eno netiv, vibae deme eno netiv, which means if I would have lot kofir, I would say by rotseyah you can't take money, but by makeh, by damaging, I would say you can take money or give the eye yourself. You have an option. So that's why I need the pasuk to come and say kamashon bebehema ma makeh bema letashlumin. That's why I need the other person to tell me, no, it's davka tashlumin, and you do not have options. So basically, what this long Gemara did over here is prove one concept. Eye for an eye is not literal. We have a double derasha, makeh adam next to makeh behema. Teach me, ma, makeh behema is tashlumin, af makeh adam is betashlumin, and lo tekhu kofir. To teach me, you only take money, you don't take money for a murderer. He dies. But you take money for a damager. Oh, that pasuk is enough. No, from that pasuk I would say you can take money from a damager, but if he wants to give his eye, you take his eye or his leg. Kamash mala, no, make adam, make my only tashlumin, and not more than that.